We all like to think of our parents as being more knowledgeable about the foods that we should eat, and as babies, we're fed. But as adults, we must consider some blatant realities about what we were fed as children, and what in turn we're feeding our children. Yesterday I spent about an hour in a supermarket, a regular supermarket, and I was there because I wanted to prepare material for today's program. So I just watched people shop, and every time that there was a person who had gone up to the counter, I would ask them, could I ask you a few questions about your food? And generally they didn't have a problem if they knew me, so, and most of them did. They knew me from television. And so I was asking, why do you have the marshmallows, why do you have the Jell-O, why do you have the helper, hamburger helper? And with some sense of guilt, they would say, well, I know it's not good for you. They were not unaware. They were aware. And I said, well, why are you eating? Well, because my kids, you know, they like it. And if I don't feed them this, you know, then they cause all kinds of ranting and raving problems. Well, how'd they learn about this? Well, television. Everywhere you go, all you see on television is sugared foods and hamburgers and junk foods. And so when we go in the supermarket, as kids, they start wanting these foods. And in schools, this is what they eat. So the solution later, but now that's just part of the problem. And of course, for themselves, they were buying the same bad foods. In fact, it was difficult to find anything that represented a healthy choice. And they were not, again, ignorant of the fact that the orange they were buying was artificially dyed and sprayed with a known carcinogen. And they could have gone to the health food store and bought an organic orange. It was the inconvenience. Well, I don't want to shop at the health food store and shop here, so I do all my shopping in one place. And I said, are you aware of the effects this can have?